Well, there has been a stark turn of events. I think, yeah, you go and get
him. Help
oh,
in.
He's there, right? It's all right. I think he's hopping along. The thing is, just to let you in the know, if you just switch it on, Joe Rawson has had an injury to his leg, so it's taken him a while to get around. So when we were doing the Impossible Quiz, and the music started, he wasn't in, so we're all rather shocked. I thought I was having a protest there, Joe.
No, I was also putting Chris Wilder up onto the audio boom site, so people can listen to that now. The very latest on James Hansen on his way to the Blades.
Yeah, I like it. A plug in there as well. Sam, you're back.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
No worries. No worries.
See, I'm still winning.
Yeah, it's good to have the original gang back. I put mine 42 in brackets only because Kat said he'd turn up next week. There'd be 42 on there. And I thought I'd go for a Donald Trump-esque type thing.
Nice.
And just say it's false facts at the idea of me having 16. It's actually 42. Good quiz on the way today, Kat.
Yeah, I'm confident that you guys might get zero.
Yeah. Still with confidence. I'm quite nervous now. Should we go for the quiz names first then, guys? Should we have a look at that? Joe, should we go for you first?
Yeah. Mine is revenge is best served with a bad tackle in the away leg.
Fair enough then. Ooh. Fair enough then.
You make the away leg.
I was going to say.
Well, I'm working very hard to get fit, to get my revenge.
As
we asked the listeners in the poll on this Good Morning Yorkshire, I've got to go all Billy Bremner on this guy.
I thought you were going to say Billy Banks then, but.
No, yeah, not, a bit not more Billy Banks. Yes. No, I'm not going to go and.
Slowly
just
get to him psychologically. Yeah.
Right, that was an option.
Oh, I hope you got all Vieira Keane in the tunnel. Oh,
yeah, that's what I need to do. No, yeah. I need Billy Banks. Yeah.
Tunnel camera, that's what we need. Sam, how about yourself? What have you gone for?
I've gone for Limpy Joe.
That's amazing. I wish you'd gone for a Joe Leg one as well, but I haven't. I've gone for a James Hansen tribute since it looks like he's leaving Valley Parade. And I've just gone, he used to work in the co-op, which was his champ at the time. So he did used to work in the co-op, Cap.
Right.
And then he played for Bradford. Anyway, let's have a look at the quiz today then, shall we?
Okay.
Before I break out the tears. Let's go for number one.
What is the lowest weight recorded for a jockey in pounds?
Oh, in pounds.
We've got a horse race next.
Or, I know.
Wait.
In pounds.
Well, I can convert it if you.
If that's all right.
If you go for stone.
Conversions.
Yeah.
If we can do it with stone.
I was going to say. We've not got round to
metric. If he even weighs a stone.
We're not American.
Oh, well, where was this? Is this worldwide? Is this UK?
It just said ever, so I'm
ever.
Guessing.
Ever.
Like a professional
ever.
Jockey.
The lowest like weight recorded.
Yeah, not like a baby just having.
Having a bit of fun on the.
Yeah.
Is this a. Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Are we going to say is it closest to the pin? I'm thinking that myself.
I'm not even sure what, like, jockeys weigh, you know, normally.
Well,
I'm trying to think.
Think about the height and think about.
Well, yeah, obviously they're not like 15 stone or something.
No, that's true. I mean, it defeated the object, wasn't it? Anyway, should we go for number two, Kat?
Okay, who was the youngest... who was the youngest man in the world to win a snooker world title? How old was he?
How old was he?
And what's his name?
A world...
And what's
is that
his
double
name?
Points? Is that double points?
That's got
oh,
to be
yeah,
double
you can
points.
Have double points, yeah.
So,
okay.
Is this so the world title? Who won the world title?
Yeah, youngest man in the world to win a snooker world title.
So, we put an age down and then a name?
Yeah.
Right, fair enough then. Okay.
So, you can still, you might, you know,
I
you might
no
get a point.
Idea.
Okay.
Stunting still me with confidence.
Is this the world snooker good. Championships? Or is this like some fake?
Yeah, one of those ones where it's like an exhibition.
World Amateur Snooker Championship.
Oh!
But it's still a world title, nonetheless.
Well, I've got no idea. So. Boo that question. Boo. I'm not too confident so far. Sam, you don't seem too confident.
Well, not now it's like an amateur snooker player.
Yeah.
It's like, could be you down.
It could be.
Down Bradford.
It's a world title, nonetheless. Yeah, let's not take it away from him.
Could be the Bradford world title. Anyway, Kat, should we go for number three?
What is the longest football club name in the world?
Longest football club name in the world.
Ooh.
That is a confusing one.
I thought you might know.
I don't know. I've just got no idea. Do we get closest to the pin on whereabouts in a country?
No.
No.
The longest football club name.
If you know the English translation, I'll give you
the
a point.
The English translation.
Oh, it's that one, isn't it? Yeah,
I think I know where it is. Joe, how are you feeling so far?
Still in pain.
I think this might be a common theme for a while. Should we go for number four, Kat?
Yes, I'm just going to double check it. Okay, what is the only animal, the only mammal that can fly?
The only mammal that can fly. Everyone was. Darren Harper's just walking through the studio, so everyone was just like wondering if he could mouth as the answer.
You'll kick yourselves.
Okay, I've gone for one. Got it. Oh, I think I've got it.
I think.
Really? I'm the only one that hasn't got it.
I think I know this.
Oh, no.
I hope you've put Jesus down.
I am.
Yeah. Shoot for number five.
Right,
that's
so.
A good answer,
then. In collective nouns, if there's a pod of dolphins, a murder of crows, what is a shrewdness?
Oh, this has got Liam Williams written
all over
it.
He didn't know it. He didn't know it.
Shrewdness.
Shrewdness.
As in, like, I am shrewd at.
No, as in.
Business.
Murder of crows, pod of dolphins, a parliament of owls, a shrewdness of.
All right, so it's a name for it. Right, I see now. I just thought it was a. Name for gamblers.
To keep the troops happy. Do you want to do closest to the pin? How old was the youngest world snooker person?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Oh, well, yeah.
Happy, but, Sam?
Well, then we're just putting an age.
Well, you wouldn't.
Can we. Is it just years or is it days as well? Can we say.
What's easier for you guys?
Just year.
I don't want to lose out if he's. No, it's 14, and I want to say 14 and 101 days.
You go with your gut.
I've got no idea on any of these, so I'm going to have to have a think. I'm going to have a think about these. We'll be back right after this. Now, usually, when I go to the Music and Brit, I have a think about the answers. I didn't do that this week. I didn't do that. I was checking up on the latest on James Hansen, so I think I've got every one of them wrong. How about yourself, Sam?
I don't know, it depends if Kat's going to allow very vague answers.
Yeah, it's true.
Are vague questions.
I think I might have one from the five.
I've got one. I know I've got one.
How about yourself? You got the one?
Yeah.
Fair enough then. Well, Kat, should we go for the Impossible Pub quiz first? The answers first. The quiz names first. My mind's on James Hansen.
Sam won it.
Yes, first I've won first.
Absolute fix.
A long time.
Absolute fix. Well, to be fair, Derek won last week as well.
Play the player, not the game.
Oh, I see.
I don't care about
Limpy
co-op.
Unbelievable. The man used to work at the co-op, Cat.
I think it's a good
thing. Then he went to Wembley.
I was a cleaner.
You didn't go to Wembley, though.
No, I didn't.
Boom.
Still time. One day.
Still time.
One day, Kat.
Might be playing for Bradford at this rate, anyway. Let's have a look at number one, then, shall we, Kat?
Okay, what is the lowest weight recorded for a jockey in whatever you've gone for, if you don't want to do pounds?
Do you want to go first? Our horse racing expert.
Whoa, slow down. 6 stone, 11 pounds.
Ooh.
6 stone, 11 pounds.
Let's go for the conversion. Because we can't convert from stone to pounds. I think we all missed that lesson. Sam's got 6 stone, 11 pounds.
Okay, 85 pounds, right?
85 pounds.
Cool.
Fair enough then. I just went for 6 stone, which is easy enough, to be fair.
84 pounds, that's wrong.
You didn't specify what it had to be in, so I've gone for.
I did.
I've gone for 300 bags of sugar.
What?
Okay, so that's.
What? You've had the 300. You only had to put it in a weight measurement.
No, I've gone for 605 pounds.
Oh, fair enough then.
Right, you're all wrong. It was 49 pounds.
Oh,
49
so
pounds?
So that is 3.5 stone.
Three and a half
stone. That's crazy.
What?
Well, 3.5 stone wet through.
I was closest there, wasn't I? So there we go.
Well, what did you go for?
The internet might be wrong.
But anyway,
3.5.
I've got one right.
Yay!
So, Kat, should we go for number 2?
Was it your baby?
I don't know. It must have been.
Maybe it was. How old was the youngest world title snooker winner?
I've got no idea. Joe, do you want to go first?
Well, I've no idea because it's amateur. So I've put Steve Davis down because I think he was the youngest professional winner at 21 years of age.
Okay.
Sam?
You went age, didn't you?
I've gone for both. I've gone for 15 years, 164 days. And that being Ding Junhui.
Oh,
he's good, and he might have been a superstar youngster.
I was thinking at first he might have been Hunter, but then I was thinking, oh, we're into it. It's the amateur side. So I just went 22 when I went for O'Sullivan.
It was Michael White on the 5th of August 1991, and it was 14 years old and 210 days. Sam wins
yes.
it.
That's
boom.
Sam. Wow, he's pulling away with it now with Sam. It's unbelievable at these closest to the pin questions. Kat, should we go for number three?
The longest football club name in the world, please.
I just went for North Welsh Club because I meant to put it down as a reminder and I lost it and I wasn't thinking, so...
No. I just put no that idea. Welsh team.
Yeah.
I've gone for Super Cali, Fragilistic, XB, Aladocious, FC.
No, it was Noe Obgaven, Algid, Durgan, Angenam, Dur Vermak, En Nutik, Dur Unspanning, Combinati Brena, which means never give up, always keep going, pleasant through entertainment and useful through relaxation, combination Brena. And that is in Holland.
No, not
what?
Having it. Not having it.
It's the Welsh team.
Yeah, not having it.
The Welsh team.
Unbelievable, unbelievable.
What was that accent, by the way?
That's my Dutch accent.
Steve. Steve McLaren.
If you could give out points for best Steve McLaren impression, definitely would. Should we go for number four, Kat?
What is the only mammal that can fly?
Albatross? I don't know. The other one's cow.
What's a mammal, Danny?
Do
mammals lay eggs?
I'm trying to find the latest of James Anson here.
Cow cannot fly.
Cheers, Joe. Cheers, Joe. I'm glad we had that one cleared up.
Mammals cannot lay eggs.
I don't know if an albatross lays eggs, to
be honest.
What's
a bird?
Well, I genuinely don't know. I have no idea. All I know is it's the biggest bird there is. So I thought maybe if it's that big, maybe it just has kids without eggs. Sam?
Okay. I went for a bat.
Okay, Joe, what did you go for?
Also going for a bat.
You were both right.
Yes! Come on, Danny.
I had no idea.
Come on.
I genuinely thought bats laid eggs. I don't know.
You do know that a cow goes moo and a sheep goes bar.
Cheers, mate. Cheers for that, Paul.
And a cat goes meow and a dog goes woof.
Thanks for clearing that up when he said Jesus last week.
And James Hansen's going Sheffield United.
Number five, Kat.
Clean up on aisle two. Collective nouns.
Zing.
If there's a pod of dolphins, a murder of crows, there's a shrewdness of what?
Because I have absolutely no idea. I just went gamblers because I've got absolutely no idea. I really don't know.
Get out.
Well, the only time I hear anyone saying shrewd is like, that was a shrewd bet. That was, you are a shrewd gambler. You know what I mean? So, I'm going for that. Sam?
The shrewdest of all animals, the badger.
Oh, the good old shrewd badger.
Sure.
I've gone for shrewd of shrews.
Well, I thought you might do. It's apes.
Of course it is.
I don't know why.
I did put cows down as well, just in case. But
what do cows drink?
Milk.
Oh, wrong.
No, they don't. Water.
Honestly, water.
And they eat grass.
Cheers, Joe.
And they make milk.
Should we go on to the
point? How many painkillers have you had?
This is like University Challenge.
I was going to say.
Get me on the really wild show.
For 5 points, what does a cow eat, Joe Ross? Anyway, let's have a look at the points, shall we? I got 1 point in the quiz for the first answer, which takes me up to 17. Sam Bridges, you got two?
3 points.
3 points.
A name, wow. I got the snooker player's age and the bat.
Unbelievable.
3 points, 25.
Joe Rawson, you got 1 point. So that takes you up to 15.
So milestone.
Still behind you, just.
Yeah. Did you get any points?
Yeah,
Richard is great.
Take that away from me, Kat. That's all I've got. Sam Bridges, you're on 25 points. I'm on 17. Joe Rawson on 15 points. Interesting stuff. Kat, as always, thanks for the quiz. Oh, what were you going
to
say? Go on.
Can I get Joe to read out the Dutch football name?
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yay!
What's it called?
Then, Joe.
Which one here? NAC Breeder is what it is, and it's Noop Upgarvan Aflid Rugan and an Egan Goo Mermak a Nutty Door on Spank. Combination Breeder.
Queen's Park Raisins. Absolutely love it. Cheers, guys. We'll be back next week.